Blog Talk Radio.
Giving freebies to hobos. If it was pearly white, I'd say my name in yellow or white. Depending on the situation, angels surround me with slips between their legs. On the outside, I see dark clouds. I walk out there, tough air. Fuck everyone out here, I goes there. I'm the man, no cold Nash, J.Y. Sorry, dream big, Ferrari and Porsches. Until then, I'm chopping heads off like KFC. The heater with me, I leave his soul stained forever in sea. Gotta burn that couch just for him to rest in peace. You can make it hard for me, but you can't stop my eat. Fucking the world up, fucking the world up. Here I come, I'm here, I'm gone. Barely see me like Big Booty and Thong. I got my finger in the world's ocean. It may be too much, but I still give it motion. It soaks me as I come up, covering my pain like lotion over the ash. Speaking of ash, hold up, let me roll up windows. I roll up, get high, stay floating like a baby in stroller. Fresh in my dungeon.
In this lifestyle, I learned hard times don't come.
a change. My body's going numb. As long as there is tingling in my body, I'm bugging out well up, bugging out well up. Here I come. As long as there is tingling in my body, I'm bugging out well, I'm bugging out well up. Here I come.
Hey, baby, this is your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tune. If you're tuned in for the very first time, welcome. I hope you find that our show is entertaining, and above all, you feel the love and support coming across the airwaves. For all those that continue to support the In Tune show, we just want to say that we love and appreciate you. For all those who want to know how to access the show, which I'm always asked, you can stream us live from any internet device by dialing in at 818-495-6975 using our interactive chat room that's open during our live show where you can leave your questions and comments. Shout out to T. Austin for being in tune tonight. All of our shows are on demand and can be accessed at your leisure. So it's definitely, a good thing that we have this set up, because if you don't make us live, you can definitely check us out when you have time, because we're always on demand. You can also go to iTunes and download us. You can go to our website at www.theintuneshow.com and download our app and stay in tune all day long. So without further ado, we have Explorer Entertainment on the line, and we're going to bring them on, and we're going to get in tune with them. So for all of those who want to, dial in and talk to them, please do so by dialing in at 818-495-6975, or again, you can use our interactive chat room that you can sign into now to get in tuned. So I'm going to bring on Flora Explorer. Hi, how you doing tonight? Hello?
Yo.
Hi. How are you?
DJ Chaotic. What's up, baby?
Hey, how you doing? Do we have another caller? We have someone else calling us in from your entertainment company, right?
Nah, I'm aware, sweetie. It's just me.
Okay, because I see the line is already lit up, so I wasn't sure if it was two people calling in or not. So how you doing tonight?
I'm good, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just want to thank you so much for, the change in plans with the schedule and just being so patient with me these last couple of weeks.
Oh, it's all good, sweetie. It's all good. So what's cracking?
So for all our listeners who are just getting in tune with you for the first time, your style, your music, your entertainment business and things of that nature, how would you describe yourself to our listeners and what you do?
First and foremost, again, my name is DJ Chaotic, a.k.a. the movie director, a.k.a. the People's Host, based out of Dallas, originally from New York City. I've been living in Dallas for about 8 years. I'm a radio personality out here, as well as I'm a resident DJ for the biggest club in the state of Texas, which is Club Demons. As far as my style, I guess the name speaks for itself. I just pretty much create a movie whenever I hit the ones and twos. So I play all genres of music, from hip-hop to pop, reggae, top 40, old school, whatever the crowd demands, I can pretty much give them. So, I'm very versatile in what I do.
Right, absolutely. So being that you're so diverse and being that you are a DJ, which does show your diversity and stuff of that nature, what are some of the things that you, some of the music or genres, I should say, that really get the people going in the clubs?
I mean, anything that's playing on the radio right about now, people tend to flock to, especially in this market. I'm a different kind of DJ. I'm very risky, and what I mean by that is I'll do, a number of different things within my set. So I'll play the song that you're used to hearing, and then I'll also go way left. So I could be playing a 2 Chainz, where I can all of a sudden I'll throw a Katy Perry song on just to break the monotony and change the dynamics of the party. And the same, so I'm the same DJ that I'll be in a heavy, heavy, hardcore funk set at 1:30 and stop right in the middle of that and throw in a slow jam. So it just really depends on the mood I'm in. It really depends on where I want to take the crowd. But in that I also break music. So I'm not afraid of breaking new records, whether it be an independent artist or whether it be a national artist. So I think for most DJs, that's the craft that we're in. That's the reason why we have that job and that title. So, you know, as a DJ, you're supposed to be out there breaking music. So not just playing what everybody used to be hearing, but more importantly, breaking and introducing new music as well.
Absolutely. So what are some of the perks of your career?
Some of the perks?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, for me, I have my own radio show as well, so I have the ability to interview, you know, national artists. I've also, you know, done mixtapes with national artists. Of course, a number of different celebrity parties, things of the nature. So I guess you can consider those perks. But for me, I'm a very humble and grounded person. So, like, I have my own nonprofit organization. So what's a perk for me is really just me being able to give back to the community and giving back to kids. So my nonprofit organization is the Chaotic Foundation, and it's focused on the self-esteem and literacy of young adults. So, you know, that's kind of a perk for me, because being able to give back is the most important thing.
Absolutely, and I just want to say hats off to you for that, definitely, because, you know, I myself are definitely a community type of individual who like to give back and support and things of that nature. So to see you just, you know, have your own organization out there and doing the damn thing, so to speak, you know, I just want to say thank you, because, you know,
no,
as people like you, we need more of us out there that's definitely dedicated to not just thinking about our own journey, but thinking about helping others aid in there. So, again, thank you
absolutely.
For being awesome for doing that.
Well, that's where the name comes from. Actually, the name Chaotic is an acronym for my nonprofit. My real name is Kareem. So the nonprofit organization stands for Kareem's Alternative Youth Options to Improve Kids, which that spells out Chaotic. So there's a method behind the madness.
Right, absolutely.
And some people hear DJ Chaotic, they think, you know, I'm just chaotic when it comes to throwing parties and DJing, et cetera, but actually there's more behind it.
Right, absolutely. And, I mean, like you said, how you put that all together, you know, it made me think, because in all honesty, you know, hearing Chaotic, that's the first thing that would kind of come to mind, to be honest, that, you know, everything he do as far as, like, music is just chaotic, like, it's always bubbly, is always good. So you definitely set me straight on that one, because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Once I get people the background of it, it just throws them for a loop, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also a good way of how you separate yourself from others as well, not only as a DJ and an entrepreneur, but, you know, just the theme behind your nonprofit organization as well stands on its own two feet because of the name as well.
Absolutely. It's all about brand awareness and building a significant brand. And, you know, for me, you know, ultimately, it's great to be a DJ and to be able to be in the clubs and be in the so-called limelight. Like I said, the focal point for me is to expand my brand as a nonprofit organization and a community advocate and things of that nature. So, you know, long-term, it's all about the Chaotic Foundation. Short-term, it's about spinning records.
Absolutely. So how long have you been spinning records, so to speak?
I've been actively DJing for the last 10 years. Prior to that, I was a master of ceremony / MC / party host. And then before that, I was actually a party promoter. So, you know, there was an evolution before I became an actual DJ. You know, like I said, I started as a party promoter, evolved into an MC, and then the ultimate goal for me was to become a DJ, because I wanted the full control of the atmosphere, of creating the ambiance for the patrons or whoever I'm entertaining. So, you know, I treat it like I'm an artist. You know, when I come to do an event, you know, I'm performing for that crowd. And I want to make sure they have the best time they could possibly have. If it's their birthday, I want them to feel like it's on top of the world. If it's their bar mitzvah, I want them to feel like they're on top of the world. So, you know, whatever the occasion is, I want to make sure that I make that person and or those individuals feel like they're on top of the world. So that's why, you know, I have the mantras of the movie director and the people souls, because that's my focus. You know, I want to make sure that people leave there with an impact, saying, you know, damn, he took me to a whole other level. He took me back to the 80s. He took me back to the 90s. You know, he played all the hot stuff up today. You know, he took me way left when he played LMFAO. You know, so whatever that crowd dictates and needs, you know, I'm there to give it to him.
Absolutely. I love it. I'm loving your style. You know, there aren't, you know, in my opinion, there aren't many DJs out there that I know of that are actively doing the things that you're doing, or really have, like, the resume as well to boot. to go with it.
I agree.
People just like to just spin music. You know, they don't take it past or beyond that threshold, so to speak. So I'm definitely sitting here super impressed with you right now and, you know, thinking about picking out wedding rings. I'm like, you know, maybe this can happen. No.
Stop it.
So tell me.
You call them wedding bells already.
Okay, I'm like, wow, you know, this,
started.
You know. Don't...
We just started.
I know, exactly. Like, let me just break it down. My name is Miss P, a.k.a. Precious. You know, I'm an Aries.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But
okay,
I'm just joking.
Well, I'm a Taurus. I like long walks in the park. And raising at the popcorn is my favorite, you know.
Oh my goodness, I love it. So, in your opinion, what makes a good party? You know,
of course,
the music. I mean, what in your opinion, what makes a good party?
I mean, energy. I feel like when you bring energy to the table, especially in the role that I'm in, it creates, you know, the atmosphere that you wanna have out there. So, if I come in and I'm lackluster, I feel like that event or that party would be lackluster. If I come in with the mind frame or the energy of taking it from 0 to 360, then that's, you know, that's the expectations I have. So, you know, I DJ every night like it's my last. You know, if you hear my voice now, I'm a little hoarse because I've been working all weekend. So I apologize for that. But, you know, I DJ like
it's
my last. So it's about the energy. You know, I think the energy controls the atmosphere and ultimately the music is just a reinforcement of it. You know, I'm very vocal on the microphone, you know. So, again, it goes back to being an MC first. So, yeah, I'm the one that's going to play the records and then they cut the record off in the middle of the record and we're going to sing it together. We're going to do our own little karaoke and all that good stuff. So I want you to feel the records. You know, if we go old school, if I ask where's all my 80s babies, you know, I'm 25 and up 30 and up, whatever it is, and I throw on an old Biggie or old Pac, we may sing the second verse together. But that's what partying is about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Music cleanses the soul. So, you know, I use that to my advantage. When people are having
Absolutely.
A bad day, music can help them have a better day.
It's so true. So putting music aside for a minute, many people wonder, you know, like myself, what do you do for your downtime?
Family and friends. Honestly, my downtime consists of me really just being diligent in my craft, whether it be researching new music, listening to new music. You know, as a DJ, of course, we get bundles and bundles of music from artists day in, day out. And I'm not the guy that takes music and just throws it to the side. You know, I do have on my downtime days, when I'm not doing the family thing or not doing it, hanging out with the friends, I'll grab, you know, those 10, 15 discs and just listen to the music and see what I can carve out or see what's a hit, because you never know who can be discovered at that point. Besides that, I'm constantly just working on my craft or on my website blogging or tweeting or whatever the case may be, just staying very viral, very active. So I think that's important to just continue to expand my brand. So I don't think there's really any downtime, true downtime. I have a saying of, you know, hustlers never sleep, we take naps. So, you know, I take little cat naps there, man. I just stay with the hustle.
Right, and I love that.
You know, you don't
sleep.
You don't get no sleep. You know, you don't sleep.
It's true. And I'm definitely not sleeping tonight. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. 3 days later, you know, you'll see it. It'll all show in my face. So, for those who know me, you know, they always say, hey, you look good today. You know, you didn't sleep in like 10 weeks. You know, do you think that they just be putting you on when they say that?
What'd you say?
You think they just be trying to, you know, gas you up because they haven't seen you in a long time when people tell you that you look good?
They might be trying to gas you up, or they might, you know, trying to get them wedding bells popping off. You never know. They might have their own motives going on. You know, some people got to get to the gab. Like, let me throw a little compliment in here and there, see what I can get with this. See
no,
if I give
that's
me a little
so
inner
true.
Interview or something.
It is so freaking true, you know, and this is why I had to ask you this question, being that you have such an extensive background in the entertainment world. I just wanted to get your feedback on this. So tell me, what are some of the difficulties have you encountered? I mean, it doesn't have to be just, you know, geared around DJing or anything of that nature, but just something that you experienced along your life's journey.
I guess a difficulty and or a challenge is just unity within the market, unity within artists, unity within DJs. You know, sometimes people just don't get it. In this business, you can't be selfish. In this business, you have to, you know, have great liaisons and build great relationships and keep those relationships very solid and keep your name very solid. You know, that's one of the things I've been able to do, and I'm grateful for that. That, you know, when most people have worked with me or deal with me, they know, you know, there's no blemish on my name. There's no taint to my name. But you do come across people that are tainted. And sometimes, you know, you try to look past certain situations or things that you've heard and try to give a person the benefit of the doubt. And then ultimately, you know, you find out on your own, damn, I should have never locked with this person because what I heard was originally true. So, you know, it's just being mindful of who you work with or who you don't work with. And but more importantly, still continuously focusing on building great relationships and keeping those relationships solid. I feel like 95% of business is relationships and 5% is your work, in my opinion. I feel like, you know, I'm in a great position because of my relationships. The work for itself just adds to it and just allows me to speak volumes. But, you know, I think the relationship is the bulk of it. That goes to radio, that goes to clubs, that goes with just A&R, the label, people that I work with day in, day out. I think it's built in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, me going in and spending their records is just like the icing on the cake for them.
Absolutely. You're right about that. I have to agree 100%. So what's your opinion, you know, on the state of music today?
I get asked that a lot. I feel mm-hmm. like music today is definitely refreshing in some sense and then also challenging in some sense. What I mean by that is, as a DJ and as a lover of music as a whole, I look for timeless records. And what I mean by timeless records, when I mention like the Pox and the Diggies and just from that hip-hop standpoint, you know, you can play those records now and still get the same response you got back then. It's very few records like that you can find today. And I can sit here and say, yeah, 10 years from now, we're going to be listening to that same record. So, you know, when I work with artists and deal with independent artists, I try to, you know, push them and instill in them when focusing on putting timeless records together, records that make sense, records that have some substance to it. You know, when you just talk about bubblegum stuff, you know, you're not going to hear that record 10 years from now. You have a record that can paint a picture, it's a story behind it. You know, that's a record that's going to, you know, have some life to it. It's going to continue to have legs on it. So, you know, hip-hop as a whole or music as a whole is refreshing. Like I said, in some aspects, it's challenging.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. For me and my experiences and things of that nature, and I'm not saying my age here, I think that, and tell me if I'm wrong, correctly, please, but I don't really see DJing being so to speak, like, the thing that everybody used to do. Remember when people were just, like, buying vinyl records and just, like, scratching things up and doing all this stuff? Do you think that it's starting to slow down the appeal DJing, so to speak?
I feel like the concept of DJing is changing. And what I mean by that is the essence or the craft is becoming a lot easier. That's why you got a lot of new DJs just popping up out of nowhere. And everything for them is like at a push of a button. For me, you know, before I decided to put those two letters in front of my name, I felt like I needed to learn the true art form, the true essence of being a DJ from scratching true vinyl records and understanding how to mesh those records up together versus using like a Serato and looking at the beats per minute and things of nature. I feel like it's a lot easier to be a DJ now, but if you really want to be a true disc jockey, DJ, master of ceremony, then you have to understand and also salute the pioneers of who paved the way to be able to do what we do today. So, you know, I don't think it's diminished in any kind of in any aspect. I just feel like it's become a lot easier to be a DJ. Now, if you get caught up in the realm of going the easy path, then shame on you. You know, Yeah, I use Serato. Yeah, most of my music is on my laptop now. That's fine and dandy. Who wants to carry vinyl records around? I don't. But in the same tote, you know, the art form of it shouldn't change. You should still be scratching those records. I still use vinyl.
Definitely.
I still use Technique 1200s, turntables. You know, and if I'm in a, in certain clubs, I may use CDJs, but I prefer turntables. I prefer to be on vinyl. So, you know, I'm not the lazy DJ, because I learn on the true essence of being a true DJ, which is on turntables. You got some DJs nowadays that don't even know how to use a turntable. Shame on them. In my opinion, if you don't know how to use a turntable, or you don't know how to scratch on vinyl, or even use vinyl, or you understand the pain of breaking needles, then you're not truly a DJ, and you shouldn't have the two letters in front of your name. That's just my opinion.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% because, you know, I'm like, in this world, as we all know, everything is becoming so, like, tech built, you know, and I'm just like, I loved it when people used to have those turntables and be able to go whatever the heck, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
I'm trying to do the sound effects, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
So I miss that. It's a lot of stuff that, you know, you used to just bring so much appeal to a certain, you know, passion. And then now it's like people are trying to take that away with the Apples and, you know, things of that nature, which I love, you know, iMac and all that other stuff. But, you know, realistically, it's just changing the whole flow, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to hear that you still, you know, embrace that essence, so to speak, of how DJing is really put down, in my opinion.
It's an art form, and it's a craft, and you have to respect the craft. I can't have those two letters in front of my name if I don't respect what the pioneers have brought to the table. So I salute them day in, day out, and I incorporate that into my sets, you know, from the DJ Red Alerts to the Jazzy Jeffs to the Kid Capris, you know, true pioneers that you know, dignify the art form of being a DJ, you know. So who am I to say I'm not going to, you know, if I go in and just push buttons, can I really call myself a DJ? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
right.
Who wants to do that? You're not really rocking the party. You're an iPod DJ at that point. You're just playing what's hot.
Exactly.
Anybody can do that. You can put on music and just blend them. That's simple. If you ain't scratching, if you ain't bringing the songs back, if you ain't cutting them off, if you ain't echoing out, then you're not really rocking. You're just playing music. I can never just sit there and play music. That's not me.
Right.
Again, you got some people that do that. That's their hustle. That's their gimmick. But, you know, one thing I can say, real DJs can expose them real quick. We know.
Mm-hmm.
We know when we got somebody that can actually rock and then actually knows the art form and their craft versus somebody that's an imposter.
That's true. You know what? I wish that they still had, like, those clubs where you go into New York and they start having, like, those scratch-offs. I don't know if you call them scratch-offs. You know what I'm talking about, but...
Scratch-offs? That's why you have to win the lottery or something.
You know, going against each other, like, the battles... You know, take it back to breakdancing and Adidas and stuff. Like, this is what I want to happen.
Take it back to the Omar Epp days and Juice.
Yes, the Juice. Let's take it back. Seriously, I'm not even playing. Shoot, somebody tell me about a party happening like that and I'm there.
They have more or less like showcasing contests like that now versus people doing that live in parties. And the reason why, in my opinion, is that just the new generation doesn't want to see all that at a party. You know, you gotta roll with the times. The new generation is not into all that scratching and all that, you know, spinning around and mixing your elbows and other stuff. They don't appreciate that, and they're not interested in that. They want to hear the new 2 Chainz record mixed with Waka Flocka and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that, you know, now, you know, in certain atmospheres, in certain arenas, in certain avenues, you got people that want to see that. But those are very few, far between.
Right. I'm telling you, this is an enlightening conversation. So I'm very appreciative to it. Yeah, definitely. You know, I like to talk to people where it's like you can gain something out of it, you know. Not to say that, you know, people that I talk to I don't learn from, because I do. It's all a great experience. So for everyone who's tuned in that I've interviewed, I love you all. Don't get me wrong. But it's just a place that, you know. Exactly. I just love, you know, just talking to people that just know it and they really have a passion. And it's just like, hey, you know what? If you're not doing this, if you don't know this, because it's so true. It's just like anything in life right now, like I said earlier, not to sound like a broken record, but I love and I miss that whole appeal to DJing, period, point blank.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, you know, want people to kind of gravitate to where it all started, just like with music in general. When people are like, why do you want to interview, you know, such and such and such? They were so back in the whatever. And I'm like, excuse me, that's when music was great, in my opinion. So that's what I gravitate to. Music, not just stuff that you threw together and you know, put a hard beat to it and threw like five words to it and now it's a song. No.
Right,
no,
exactly.
I'm not with it.
Exactly.
I'm not with it.
But, five words,
you know,
and a hook, and that's a new record now.
That's it. It's a whole new thing. You know, then they have a dance to go with it and, you know, it's the whole thing. And, you know, I just can't. It's too much for me. But anyway, back to you. It's not about me. It's about you. What would you, you know, as far as like, everything that you do, all the hats that you wear, and it was someone that's tuned in and they're interested in promoting or they're interested in DJing or the million other things that you do that are all awesome, what are some words of advice that you would leave with them?
One, again, salute the pioneers that have paved the way. Be humble. You know, I'm humbly aggressive. So I feel like the more humble you are, the more doors open up and the more your eyes can actually see and understanding just the world of entertainment as a whole. Be true to your name, you know. I feel like if you stay true to yourself, you know, whatever you're trying to do, whether it be a party promoter, whether it be a DJ, whether it be a bartender, whatever it is, you know, people will respect you for who you are and what you bring to the table. You know, again, I went through different stages in being in the entertainment field, from promoter to MC to now DJ. And, you know, of course, you get people that don't endorse it or support it or don't believe that you can actually do it. And I utilize that as my motivation. You know, never let anybody tell you you can't do something. You know, I throw this out here all the time when I have interviews, and I'll throw it at you as well. I told this out to, you know, kids that I talked to as well. I said, do you ever wonder who was that one person that told Barack Obama he couldn't be president? Because he's probably kicking himself in the ass right now.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, you know, my analogy is like, if somebody tells you you can't do something, use that as your motivator to say, I'm going to do it twofold. So I had plenty of people telling me I can never be a DJ. Now I'm probably the number one DJ in the region. So
mm-hmm.
It's just every, you know, negativity for me is motivation. I'm self-motivated as you know, in a nutshell, as a whole, but I utilize the haters as more motivation for me. Rick Ross can say no better. These ninjas can't hold me back. I won't say the other word. I'll say ninjas. Ninjas
that's
can't
right.
hold me back.
I got that 100%, and this time I wasn't slow. Usually after conversations, I'll get off the air, and I'll be like, okay,
what, the hell
what did they mean by that? Oh, okay. Then I have to email and text 80 people. Like, you were tuned in. What did it mean? You know. So I totally got that today, so I'm so proud of myself. I'm alert.
All right. Good job. Good job.
Definitely. So DJ Kato. Kito. Did I pronounce
chaotic.
It right?
Chaotic.
Chaotic. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Chaotic.
Are you good, baby?
Okay, thank you. I apologize about that. Tell people where they can find you and stay in tune with you at all times.
Of course, hit me up on the website, www.djchaotic.com. That's DJ KAYOTIK. You can always hit me up on Twitter, at DJ Chaotic. Again, it's spelled DJ KAYOTIK. Same thing for Instagram, DJ Chaotic. Same thing for Facebook, DJ Chaotic. Of course, shout out my publicist, CC Vance. Shout out my management team, Connected Dots Management. CC's on me right now. She said, I sound tired. I'm hoarse, baby. I'm hoarse. And then, you know, I'm not hard to find. You know, you can Google me. If you go on Twitter and type in movie director, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to pop up. And I think I got a couple of pages on Google now. I think I'm moving up in the world since I got CC. So, you know, she's making sure I got about 100 pages on Google. So if you Google me, I should pop up. There may be a few imposters out there, but there's only one chaotic.
That's right, and that's you. All they have to do is have a conversation with you, and they'll know the difference.
I got to say, walk the imitated, never duplicated. So, you know, we rock out.
Absolutely.
But I cock out.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. I think you're awesome. You know, you never know what to expect. And you also being, you know, a host as well, you know how it goes. You never know what to expect when you're about to interview someone and get in tune with them for the first time. But I think you're awesome. And
you.
I'm definitely
going to
be an avid supporter. Thank you. Even if I messed up your name, you still show me love. I appreciate that. And
I'm still going to look for a wedding ring. Even though you messed up my name, it's cool. I'm going to still find you a wedding ring.
Exactly. I'll get it out. Hey. I'll get it together by the time we say I do. I bet you that much.
What size is your finger? What size is your finger? They let me know what size your feet are.
7.5
Wow.
7.5 And I wear a size 8 Okay. Just
okay.
What do you know? All right. So I just want to thank you so much for, one, being awesome. Okay. Two, for being able to just, you know, make your haters believers. And three, to just, you know, reaching out in the community and giving back to the community. For me, that speaks in so many languages and so much volume that you have no idea. Hats off to you for being
who you are.
You are truly a blessing. Thank you for getting us in tune with you tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. You have a great evening.
You do the same. All right, Miss P.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yay, guys. So that was DJ Chaotic. Definitely look him up. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Loved him. Knowledgeable. And he's still scratching vinyl. I promise you, I'm going to find out where he's playing at, because I don't care what I'm doing that day. I'm definitely going to have to be there just for the essence of it all. I even have to bring my camera because I want to take a picture next to a vinyl record. Dang it. So coming up, we're going to be talking to Explorer Entertainment. Let me slow down so I cannot jack up any more names. I do not want to get beat up. We're going to be talking to them, and we're going to be gaining on them in a second. We played their track, and, you know, we was jamming to that. So in like 5 minutes, we're going to bring them on and get in tune with them. I just want to thank everybody for their patience, for their understanding, and definitely being in tune tonight with me, because I am speedballing. So for all those who are not in tune with this track, please take the time to get in track with Mr. Melody with Wine. Shout out to CC again for being awesome and getting us in tune with DJ Chaotic.
Did you see that? Mr. Melody, the one you got! Turn up! Look on them, Jelly! Them Jelly, I see! Mr. Melody, look on them, Jelly! And the Jelly that we have featured! Jelly!
9 to 5, she's a brainiac. After 12, she turns maniac. Grab the whole bottle, tilted back. Louboutin boots with the silver latch. Gingerbread girl, she's hard to catch. Gasoline, a demeanor, I've got the match. Yeah, I've got the match. Eye contact on the bar, she's snatched. Little mama rockin', those the younger man, I got like a gun, but they ain't working on ya. Dancing up on her, and I know that she wanna back it up, got these dudes on her tail like a runner. Work up a steam, turn the club in a sauna, and you're sitting there wishing you and me with a bummer. Don't need a number when I know that I'm gonna get out in the parking lot, hope in the Hummer.
Work up a steam, turn the club in a sauna, and you're sitting there wishing you and me with a bummer.
I need a number when I know that I'm gonna get out in the fucking lot. Open the Hummer.
Let's bring on Mr. D Swag. Let's get in tune. How you doing tonight, Mr. D Swag?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good, doing good. How you doing?
Good. I just want to thank you so much for your patience and understanding, because it has been so bananas for me the last couple of days, including today.
Oh, most definitely. I can understand. It's a busy, busy, busy time. You know, everybody stay busy all the time.
Absolutely.
Work ethic, you know?
Absolutely. So we played your track. Yeah, that hustle and that grind. Man, you know this, like hard times. We played Hard Times a little earlier in the show. So I just wanted to know, what was your inspiration for that particular track?
Well, most definitely, me and my co-label mate, Verse Change, you know, we sit down time and time again at the table, you know, and it's just, what can I say? Every day, anybody out here in the world can say it's hard, you know. And when you're looking at the top and you say you are the people that should be at the top, hey, it's going to be hard times. You're going to face it, you know. In the industry, they gave us a lot of, you know, wish-wise back in the day, you know, make it hard for you to eat type. But, you know, when you're coming up, that's what you come across. You know?
Absolutely. You're so on key with that, and it's true. Like, it's a relatable track, it's a relatable, you know, cause behind it, because everybody can relate to hard times.
Yeah, especially for artists, man. Any artist, anybody, you know, anybody that's especially trying to make it out the gate, you know, and they don't really have a background, you don't really have nobody backing you. You know, it's just, it's hard. All you have is your word versus the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what can you hope for? You know, you can hope that somebody's going to listen to you. You know, not saying that that's where we are, you know. It's really one of those tracks that just push, you know, you can push the nation with it. Everybody knows about hard times. It doesn't matter. It's diverse any way you look at it.
Absolutely. So tell us briefly about your path to getting where you are today. You know, what did you, you know, did you always want to be an entertainer when you were growing up?
Yeah, most definitely. When I was, I started out, you know, in the church. My mom, she's a minister, you know, and I grew up on the choir, sung a little bit, gave a little melody. You know, and after that, you know, I moved down to the South. I'm originally from Washington, D.C., you know, born and raised. October 15th. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. No, this kind of like a birthday present from EXP. You know,
wow.
So shout out to Verse Change. You know, shout out to Anthony. Man, shout out to my man Ill. Shout out to my man SC Legend. You know, Bullseye Entertainment. Shout out to Michelle, the publicist. You know,
definitely. And shout out to you because it's your birthday.
Thank you. I surely appreciate it.
No, that's not a problem. You have any plans for tonight? You know, are you inviting us all over the whole Intune Show listeners? Are we invited?
Well, they invited for the show. I ain't gonna lie, they invited for the show, but you know, after the show, you know, you always got to close it out. You two change things, you know. Hey,
mm-hmm.
But you know, it's not a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is some drinking, my girl. So you know, we definitely want to take it out right.
Absolutely. So yeah. T. Austin, which is one of our, you know, like our family member here on the Intune Show, she says to let you know happy birthday and,
thank you.
Many, many more. Like, and she said yay. So, yeah, it is yay because it's totally a blessing to be able to say, hey, you know, I'm here. I made it another year officially.
Exactly.
So, again, to you, happy birthday.
Thank you. You know,
so
and happy birthday to you when your birthday comes up. You know, I hope you have me on the show. I most definitely give you a shout out.
Yeah, or you could just put me in one of your videos. You know, just put me in one of your videos. No, I'm just kidding. But
no, you got your spot. I'll let you know.
Yeah, definitely keep me posted for that. TV post. I just don't want to be in my birthday outfit. You know, just because it's my birthday, I don't want to be in my birthday outfit.
Oh, no. We classy over here. Hey, we classy. You know, hey, this is a family event. Hold up. This is a family event. Hey.
Exactly. So, out of all the tracks that you have put together, tell me, you know, and I know it's hard to pick, but which one is your favorite song?
Ooh. Oh, man. Well, my most favorite song would be Cutie. That would be my most favorite song. That would be the next one that everybody will be listening to, you know. Really going to take the world by storm with that one. Everybody, if you don't know, they might as well go ahead. Request it, you know, at their radio station. Do what you gotta do. You know, you wanna hear that? That's your favorite jam, ladies. Go ahead and get that ready.
Mhm. Absolutely. So we definitely gonna request that. So who can we request that track from? So we can put it, you know, on our show.
Oh yeah, you can request it from anybody. You know, just all you gotta do. Hey, call my Michelle publicist, Bullseye Entertainment. She's going to have that ready, locked in for you guys. You know, that Cutie is there ready. You know, it's in your local pools. Radio stations got it. Local radio stations, they got it. Just request it.
All right. I'm definitely going to do that.
Shows and everything, you know, we're ready for those.
Mm-hmm.
We ready to hit your spot. We already got a couple lined up. You know, we're coming up on this Stop the Violence tour. 27th, we'll be in Savannah, Georgia, you know, with the Stop the Violence tour. You know, hopefully, you know, everybody show some love, be there. You know, show some love. For the Stop the Violence is all about the peace.
Absolutely. So who came up with that concept for Stop the Violence? Was it a joint effort?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Mr. Chief, shout out to Mr. Chief, IMG. You know, those are the guys who's putting that together. You know, Bullseye Entertainment, make this in, connection. You know, she's doing hella work for us. That's Michelle McGee. know, she's doing her thing.
So when does this tour kick off?
Oh, it's already in motion. You know, we're going to stop and we're going to stop in 27th, like I said, on Savannah, Georgia, and then we're also going to go down to Florida. That's November 30th.
Okay. So that's exciting. Are you looking forward to this?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Always looking for any chance to bless the stage. You know, EXP will be a full unit. You know, just coming out there. Just show love to the community. You know, show them some new music. You know, it's most definitely, you know, just coming out to have a good time. You know, show them what we do. The music's most definitely different. You know, you necessarily don't have, you know, like I say, that family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Just really family oriented, you know. Just that have fun, good music type. Yeah,
right.
Extraordinary people.
Right, I love it. So what message are you trying to convey through your music to your listeners and supporters?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Yeah, what message are you trying to convey through your music to your listeners or your supporters? What are you ultimately trying to get across to them?
Well, me personally, you know, just on the personal tip, Mississippi Swag, you know, my listeners, I'm really, you know, just a, you know, I'm the lover, not a fighter, you know, giving them any life lessons, you know, many things that, you know, you can learn, you know. I'm always willing to teach a lesson. That's one of my main things, you know, and love is always inspirational. You know, just wanting to have a good time. You know, that's pretty much what you're going to hear every time you hear my voice.
Mm.
A good time. Every time you hear EXT, you're going to hear a good time. You're going to hear a life lesson. You know, that's pretty much what you come across.
Right. So what pressures as an indie artist have you experienced thus far in your journey?
Oh, man. Hard times. That's all I can say, you know, any artist, I mean, DJs, you know, just people in the area, you know, see, you know, thinking big, you know, talking to big-time labels, having no buzz, trying to get shows. I mean, people setting you up for dummy missions, all kind of things. I mean, you name it, you can go down the list. It's a long list of those. Probably about 100, you know. It's ridiculous. But at the same time, you know, you just gotta, you know, me personally, as God give you vision to know who to mess with, who not to mess with. You know, keep my eyes open on what's real and what's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good point. What's real and what's not. That is so deep. I like it. So how has the reception been since you've been out there, you know, doing different shows and things of that nature? How has the supporters' reception been towards your music?
Oh, man, I can say every time it's been all love, much love. I mean, you know, sometimes domination, you know, sometimes where I do step out. I mean, you know, from A&Rs to, you know, video people, you know, it's just been love, you know, different music, the showmanship, you know, performance, I mean, quality in the music. It's been a great experience, you know, and that's why I love to do it. I mean, I don't do it for the money. I mean, I've been doing it for probably about 7-8 years now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the tracks are there, but it's just doing the music, creating the music, standing on stage giving the music. It's just, it gives you that certain feeling, you know, like you're lifting the world off your shoulders after you carried it probably a mile or two, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
life is all, it's a way of letting out all that you've been through, that long week, that long work week, you know, all the hard times, you know, pretty much anything you had on your mind, you know?
Right, absolutely. So what can we expect from any of your upcoming projects? You know, is it anything different that you put into your new projects versus your old ones that people will see the noticeable change?
Oh, most definitely. That's where the word sweat comes from. I love to write, so there'll be some R&B, some country. I went into, like, a mosh pit rock the other day. I mean, it was creative, you know? And, like, that's what I come up with. I'm not really going to structure myself, you know, mm-hmm. to a certain genre. No, when I hear a beat or I feel something, I'm going to give it, you know? And,
right.
I mean, I understand the world is there to listen, but it's my emotion, my feeling, you know. It's not necessarily going to be, you know, bad structure for me, but at the same time, when you hear it, if you can feel the pain or you can feel the happiness, you're going to go right through it and feel it too.
Right, and that's the good part about it, being able to project your energy into, you know, your fans. So that's definitely something forward to. Definitely something. So are there any artists that you're working with at this current time, with collaborations or anything like that?
Right now, EXP, you know, Verse Change, you know, that's Word Pimps All Day, you know what I'm saying? L, he's another guy coming up out of EXP. You know, me and him, we haven't even started really working, you know. I've been working, you know, out of town doing trips, you know. So I'm back now, and me and him, we're going to sit down and do a couple of collabs or whatnot, you know, let our minds crash together, you know, see what kind of brain fart we let go, first change, you know, suck, you know. So, you know, South SC Legend, you know, another guy coming. Anybody who want to do collabs, tell them to get in touch with me. I mean, this is music. This is what I do. I mean, I wake up, eat, sleep, poop, eat music. You know, this is really what I do. You know, I'm in it
right.
to win it.
Absolutely.
You know,
go ahead, baby. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
You okay, Ma? This is your
okay.
show. I'm just, you know, I'm just.
No,
guest,
no, no. I
got
to. I want to respect your response because I want to learn. I want to learn just like everybody that's tuned in. So, what is it like working with Mr. Cheeks?
You know, it's going to be a great experience. You know, the first time we're going to, our first time we're working with Mr. Cheeks will be on the 27th. You know, Savannah, just everybody come out, support that. You know, stop the violence. Mr. B Swag's dropping in for the tour. You know, everybody come support that venue. You know, it's going to be a great show. You know, like I said, I haven't worked with him. But, you know, right now, I mean, it's good right now. As far as I know, it's good. You know, I'm loving Mr. Cheeks.
Right, absolutely. And that's what I say, you know, just embracing and then having somebody that's been in the industry for a while now, like Mr. Chief, to, you know, and to embrace you and just, you know, contribute to your journey. That's awesome.
Most definitely. It's most definitely a great opportunity, you know. Like you say, he's been here, you know, and just having, you know, like you say, a veteran, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
you call. That's what you call him. So, you know, we most definitely, it's a great opportunity, you know, and we most definitely want to stop in, show the Stop the Violence Tour some love, EXC, you know, Mr. D. Swag, Verse Change, L, Anthony Lehman, you know, we're definitely going to mm-hmm. be in there. You can
Absolutely.
Come too, you know. If you're not
yeah, where is it
going to
be at?
Savannah, Georgia.
And what date is this again?
It's on the 27th, October.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in touch with, you know, Michelle, because she and I talk on a regular basis, and I'll definitely get more insight from her regarding the tour.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Absolutely. So anything that you want to let our listeners know about your incoming, you know, your upcoming projects that you have coming up really quick?
Most definitely. Upcoming projects, we got a lot of things going. You know, shout out to, you know, Karma Butler, his projects. He's working something overseas, America Dance Legend. Shout out to that. We got music in that. Shout out to, I'm bad with names, but, you know, we got two guys working movie projects, and, you know, we got music in that. You know, we got, like I say, these upcoming show drops. You know, we're doing things, the mixtape. You know, you guys can look that up. Same with Full Fortune. That's online right now. You know, tracks are being made every day. Like I said, you know, anybody, Twitter, at Mr. D. Swag, if you're serious about it, if you're joking about it, I'm going to use it, you know, collabs all day. You know, this music, EXP, this is what we do, extraordinary people, you know. You are an extraordinary person, you know. Best
Absolutely.
Host I know.
Aw, thank you. I really appreciate it. So, again, Mr. D. Swag, tell everybody where they can follow you and where they can find you on social media so they can stay in tune with you.
Oh, most definitely. You can catch me mostly at Mr. D. Swag Twitter. That's where you'll catch me at. I got a Facebook, Get With It or Get Left, Swagger. You can catch me on Reverb Nation, Get With It or Get Left, Swagger. What else? Serious Inquiries Only, mrdswag.exploreent@gmail.com. Other than that Twitter, y'all hit me up on that Twitter. I'm there at mrdswag. You know, I'm constantly giving daily blogs, morning time, evening time, you know.
Definitely. So we're excited for all your success, and, you know, and we just definitely thank you, Mr. D. Swag, for taking the time to put your love, passion, and, you know, just, you know, yourself into your music and put it into the universe so that we can gain. So we appreciate you, and we thank you, and we look forward to all the yummy stuff that you have coming up. So make sure that, you know, let Michelle get in contact with me to let me know all your new projects so we can definitely support it.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, you're most definitely. We're going to definitely drop you off something real precious for your show, you know. And that, you know, like I say, thank you for most definitely getting me on. You know, great experience. Like I said, you're the best host I know. You are an officially an EXP member.
Oh, thanks.
You know, you're an extraordinary person now. And next time you start to struggle, like, yes, it's me, EXP, in the building. You know, I'm an extraordinary
person. I like how
person.
You did the voice.
Yeah. Most definitely. No doubt.
Thank you so much for everything, you know, and thank you for welcoming me to the family, because you're definitely welcome to the Intune family. And again, you know, all your upcoming projects, anything that you need us to help put out there to the universe, to our listeners, and definitely, you know, let Michelle keep us in tune, or you keep us in tune and let us know what's happening. We love and appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Oh, most definitely. Look forward to dropping in on the show.
Thank you so much. You have a good night, Mr. D Swag.
All right. You have a blessed night.
You too. Bye-bye. And happy birthday. Yeah, guys. So that was Mr. D Swag. Happy birthday to you. And thank you for spending some of your birthday on the Intune show. I just want to give a shout out to two lovely ladies that I adore, to Miss Cece Vance and to Michelle McGee, for being awesome and always having great clients to get us in tune with. I definitely want to give a shout out to DJ Chaotic and a shout out to Mr. D Swag again on his birthday for showing us love. Shout out to Phoenix and T. Austin Reed for hanging out with us in the chat room on the Intune show as usual. I want to take the time now to get you guys in tune with a song that T. Austin Reed wrote, and it's called Time to Get Wet. I thought I'd save it for the end of the show because I didn't want you guys to be wet while we were having the show, hint, hint. So I'm definitely going to take the time to get you guys in tune with it right now. For all those who are not in tune with T. Austin, you can check out our interview on demand on the Intune show. You can definitely look her up on Twitter and on Facebook under T. Austin Reed. Amazing, 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 and we love her. So tune in to Time to Get Wet, and definitely let me know what you guys think of this track, because it will be in rotation. Here we go.
I don't know what
So that was T. Austin Reed, guys, with Time to Get Wet. We're going to keep it in rotation, and we definitely have to send this to Dr. Sue if T. Austin has yet to do it. We definitely have to make that happen because it would be perfect for In Bed with Dr. Sue. So for all of those, as usual, that have taken the time to tune in with Miss P, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, I want to give a shout-out to two lovely ladies that are always in tune, Cece Vance and Miss Michelle McGee, for keeping us in tune with their clients. Without them, half the time, we wouldn't even have a show. We wouldn't even have a show. Well, maybe I'm being a little drastic. We would have a show, but we wouldn't have a show, if that makes sense. So anyway, guys, I'll be back in a few days. So don't miss me too much. Don't miss me too much. You guys, again, can catch all of the shows that you have yet to listen to on demand by going to our channel and scrolling down our list of interviews. You can also visit our website at You can also visit our site at www.theintuneshow.com. Got it out this time. And download our app. You can also go to iTunes and download our podcast. And you can also, you know, get on the Intune Show. Email us at press@theintuneshow.com. So you guys have to understand how exhausted and tired I am for me to just be stumbling over my words every 2 seconds. I can't even talk. I definitely have to get someone permanent on the show with me to help me when these things happen. But anyway, before I stumble over my words again and make more of a fool of myself, which I don't mind doing, which I really don't mind, I'm going to wish you babies good night, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. Have an amazing night. I appreciate, I love, and I adore you. And until next time, my loves, I want you guys to stay in tuned, because really, that's the only place to be. Where else would you want to be but in tuned? I'm just saying.
I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune.